8 years ago today, the first bombs began to fall and U.S. troops began to arrive in Afghanistan.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorist training camps and military installations of the Taliban regime in Afghanistan.
It was the first response by a nation reeling in pain from the attacks on September 11th, 2001, attacks that conferred a particular national outrage on the people of America, a particular sense that justice would now be done.
83% of Americans believe that the United States should take forceful military action against the people responsible for these attacks, even if it means risking further retaliation and the threat of war. 66% say the attacks are more serious than the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
We believed the entire world would recognize America's pain and join the fight, and for a time it seemed as though that was true. Here's Secretary of State Colin Powell.
And we're asking all the nations to join together to use political action, diplomatic action, economic action, legal action, law enforcement action, and if necessary, join with us as appropriate, and if necessary, in military action when we have identified the perpetrators and decided what military action might be appropriate.
And they decided Afghanistan. Afghanistan, remote, obscure. There was that Soviet invasion, some business with the Brits, a hazy Gunga Din history of the brave and the raw, warlords and palaces. But perhaps the war in Afghanistan began for the U.S. very quietly, even before the bombs began to fall, even before September 11th, with the almost invisible death of one very obscure man. That's Tajik warlord Ahmed Shah Massoud from northern Afghanistan. He'd been warning the United States of the growth of al-Qaeda in his country, and in one of his last interviews he spoke about Osama bin Laden himself, a name then unknown to most Americans. Massoud pleaded with journalists to deliver his message, and on September 9, 2001, Massoud was killed by al-Qaeda operatives posing as journalists. It was the green light for September 11th and all that followed.
Tom, the first indications we knew that an attack was underway was the sparkle of AAA anti-aircraft artillery fire over the skies just above the city of Kabul, followed by the orange blossom of explosions. Now, we couldn't hear it from...
I remember where I was exactly when the bombs began to fall over Kabul. I ran to the top of a hill in Massachusetts on a sunny Sunday late afternoon, not a cloud in the sky. Ran into two neighbors who rolled down their car window and shook their heads, Bev and Harry, in their 80s. They looked worried. "Hope someone knows where we're going with this war business," Harry said. "We could be over there for some time." Harry didn't live to see the war's 8th birthday. I still see Bev, in her 90s now, on that same hill, still shaking her head about this war business 8 years later, and all the promises that have yet to come true.
The fact is, in this battle against terrorism, there is no silver bullet. There is no single thing that is going to suddenly make it that threat disappear.
Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, a man wrong about so much, said that 8 years ago today. More than 800 dead American soldiers ago, more than 18,000 Afghans killed.
To all the men and women in our military, every sailor, every soldier, every airman, every Coast Guardsman, every Marine, I say this: your mission is defined, your objectives are clear, your goal is just. You have my full confidence, and you will have every tool you need to carry out your duty.
It's not the largest war in American history, far from being the bloodiest, but sometime next year, it may become the longest war in American history. It started 8 years ago today.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.